The game will be in Manhattan, where the news spread about KU's decision not to retain David Beatty as the head coach. He'll finish out the season, though, and K-State coach Bill Snyder thinks the Beatty firing will fire up KU.
I think they have a great deal of respect for him and want to perform as well as they possibly can in his behalf.
K-State had high hopes this season after ending last season with a Cactus Bowl victory, but the Wildcats are 1-5 in the Big 12 this season. KU hasn't beaten K-State in football since 2008, when Mark Mangino coached the Jayhawks. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund.